Hello, everybody, and thank you, and welcome to Take Two Radio. And this is Pam, if you haven't figured that out by now. And I have with me today Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Hello, Pam, and hello, everyone.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Eileen is trying to call in, and for some reason, her call is not coming through. And she says that when she's pressing the number one, it's going to a dial tone, so we'll have to watch and see if she can get in. I don't know why it wouldn't work. Everybody else called in. I don't know if I can't even explain that. Can you?
Well, you know, sometimes these things happen. You know, the wonderful technical difficulties. I think she's on hold now, Pam. I'm seeing her in the studio.
Okay, yeah, I think so too.
All right, great.
Hello?
Eileen?
Yes.
Oh, yay, it came through.
No, I don't know what happened. It kept disconnecting me.
Oh, well, welcome. This is
Thank you.
If you haven't figured that out. And Dawn is my co-host today.
Hello.
Hi, Eileen.
How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're doing good. How are you today? Did you work?
Good. No, not today.
Running around then with kids? Or with
yeah,
one son?
For a walk and... Yeah, just stuff like that.
So how is it being back at Days?
Well, so far it's been a lot of fun. They're keeping me pretty busy and working with a lot of different people, so it's been, you know, really kind of different and fun.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out if Kristen really changed or if she didn't, because sometimes you look at some of the episodes and it looks like you're really being nice and you're really trying to make up with people. Of course, they're giving you a hard time about it, but
right.
I was watching a scene with you and John in the cabin, and where you're crying, and that's what makes us think that, you know, you're really being true. So I think Days is playing with us not to figure it out too easily.
Right. Well, you know, you guys, she's been gone for so long, you kind of have to figure out where she's been, what she's been up to, and if she has changed or not. You know, you need to see, because I think in 14 years a lot happens to a person, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know if she would have came back on her own instead of having Stefano make her go back, because it didn't seem like you really wanted to go.
Right. I know. So, I mean, I'm being careful what I say just because of the
story. I know. Don't worry about it.
So, yeah, so she's, you know, she's just kind of finding her way. And she really didn't want to go, but now that she's there, I think she's trying to make the best of it.
Yeah. But so, it's so, what can I say, depressing sometimes. I guess that's why you're sitting there crying in the cabin, too, because nobody's giving you a break.
Right. And, you know, she really is sorry, too, because of everything she's done. So.
Mm-hmm. Nice seeing the flashbacks, though.
Is that a trip or what? I know. I haven't seen those since, you know, they first aired. So it's been really interesting.
I love them. I mean, and you guys really don't change very much.
Oh, God. Thanks a lot. No, that's true, but thank you.
Eileen Davidson is a beautiful woman, and no matter what your age,
you're
just gorgeous. You're just gorgeous, and I want to be you.
Oh, thanks. I have to say hats off to all the hair and makeup people on Days, too. They really are amazing and wonderful.
You know, I was going to ask you, did you lighten your hair recently to when you got
on there?
No,
not recently, but I have in the course of the last couple of years, for sure.
Okay, just for some reason, compared to Y&R, maybe because it was a darker set or something, your hair looks lighter now.
Yeah, I think Days actually has their lighting is more overhead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's bringing it out. It's really a pretty color. It's very light,
and
I like it.
Well, you know, like I said, a lot of things change in 14 years, and so does her hair color.
Yeah, and mine too, but I dye it for different reasons.
Yeah, well, they could be the same reasons, right?
Yeah, a little bit of vanity there.
Of course.
Yeah. So go ahead, Dawn. I know you had some questions.
Well, Eileen, I just want to, first of all, thank you for being with us. And I know your schedule has just been jam-packed since you've been back on days. And I'll have to admit, right off the bat, I have been a lifetime CBS Soap Y&R fan. So I have watched you from the very beginning on Y&R and just loved you playing the role of Ashley Abbott. And you're just phenomenal. You know, it's been interesting to watch the character develop through the years. And I must tell you, being a Y&R fan, it's really sad to know that you're in New York with, or Ashley's in New York with Tracy right now for an indefinite period of time. So,
right.
You know, we are missing Ashley a lot. There's a lot of stuff happening that we're like, you know, if Ashley were here.
Well, thank you. You know, I miss all my peeps over on Y&R, too, believe me.
Oh, I bet. But, you know, when you were on Y&R, do you ever, can you say that you had, you know, possibly a favorite storyline that you had, because you've had so many. I don't know if you could pick one, but if you had to, is there one that just kind of stands out
on,
for you?
You mean on Y&R?
Yes, on Y&R.
You know, I had a couple ones. I think when the most pivotal and probably heart-wrenching was when she was pregnant with Victor's child and then had the abortion. And,
yeah.
I mean, that was very, you know, controversial as well as compelling, and then just the whole thing that happened as a result of that, and all the scenes that we had, that Eric and I had as a result of that, were just, you know, really heart-wrenching, very good daytime drama. And then
yes.
Obviously the one where she had breast cancer, that was one
mm-hmm.
of the most meaningful ones for me.
Yeah, and you know, I must give you kudos, because you played them, they were so believable, and played to the hilt, and the storylines were so powerful, both of them. You know, because as a woman, I think there's so many women out there that can identify with either in so many ways. And so, you know, not only was it daytime drama, you know, for the purpose of daytime drama, it was very realistic as well. And so you did a great job on both of those.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I was pretty much known for that. And, you know, doing things that were kind of very topical, and a lot of people's lives were saved, a lot of women's lives, you know, were saved mm-hmm. by that storyline, because it brought it into their living rooms, and then they went ahead and had mammograms. And quite a few women mailed me letters saying that, you know, it had saved their lives. So that's pretty incredible. And
yeah.
Now, you know, what Days is doing with the gay storyline is pretty compelling as well. And from what I understand, it's going to kind of keep going from there and even become a little bit more topical and a little bit more compelling even.
Ah.
A lot of people feel like they're alone in different situations in real life until they see something like that, and then they think to themselves, well, you know what, I guess I'm not the only one that's having a hard time coming out to my parents, or, you know, I didn't know that I have to go for a mammogram every couple of years when I hit a certain age, and you know, how to do go and investigate how to do the exams and things. So there's a lot that soaps teach the real world.
When it's on a soap opera too, and it's in your living room every day, there's something
right.
more intimate about the situation. And
mm-hmm.
You think about all the young kids that are going through a hard time with their sexuality and their sexual orientation and feeling awful about themselves and the suicides. And if this saves
yeah.
just one kid's life, I think it's such an amazing thing to be a part of a show like that. I mean, I'm all for it as long as it, you know, helps people and maybe gives them some kind of solace and maybe has them do some more reading and believe in themselves and know that they're not alone and that they're not the
mm-hmm.
only ones that are going through that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. I know that with One Life to Live, they had a bullying storyline, and that helped out a lot with my situation at home. My youngest son is a special needs child, and since he's hit high school, the bullying has become more of an issue. So, you know, you kind of learn how to handle that a little bit better.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. That's so difficult to watch your child go through that.
Oh, it is. Believe me. Thank you. I think we pretty much got it taken care of, because I'm a parent that is Johnny on the spot and takes care of a situation, good or bad, right away. I don't stand back, and I keep my mouth open and yelling until somebody listens to me and takes
care of
it.
Well, good for you.
Sometimes
you have to do that, right?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. a lot of times you start out with the teacher or the dean or the principal or somebody, and they are, yeah, we'll take care of it. And then, you know, a couple days later, he comes home and tells me something. Well, I keep moving up that ladder until I get somebody to listen.
Right. Well, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Well, nobody else is going to take care of your child like you do.
Exactly.
Now, and Misty from our chat room, she's asking, do you love playing more of the evil Kristen or the sweet Kristen? She said she loves the evil one, of course.
Oh, no, they're all the same person. It's really just playing this one character and all her different sides of her personality. And that's what
makes it
fun, is that she's not one thing. She's many, many things. And that's what makes it fun to play, because she's sassy and kind of a smart alecky type of person. A little jaded, maybe, since everything she's been through. And yet she has a vulnerability about her, clearly. I think that what she's been through in her years of being on the planet have really taken a toll on her. I think she's extremely vulnerable, which is interesting to play somebody who's so snarky and kind of, you know, can be nasty at times. And yet she's like, it's almost like that's a protective device. You know, she's actually an extremely vulnerable person and very flawed, and that's why I like her.
I actually like your relationship that you're building with EJ and with Chad and that.
Isn't he great? I know. I love my bros. They're so awesome. I've been having so much fun working with James and Casey. And, you know, just right out of the gate, it just was like a match made in family soap heaven. They were just...
Yeah, I can definitely see, I don't know, it's funny, a family dynamic there, even though it's only been a short time that you've been back.
Right. Well, I certainly feel it.
And that's all because you're great actors.
Okay.
You make it believable.
That's right.
I'm waiting for Stefano to come back, too.
I know, right? I know. I'm tired of talking to him on the phone.
Yeah. Maybe next time you talk to him, tell him to, you know, well, if you really want me to do this, then I think you need to come back here and tell me.
He'll be back soon enough, believe me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Salem would never be the same without him, that's for sure.
I know, Joe.
I'm sorry, Dawn, did I cut you off before?
It's okay. I was just going to ask her, you know, you made television history by portraying five characters simultaneously on days, and what was that like? How challenging was that for you?
Oh, my God. I asked for it. I mean, I've said this a lot in different interviews over the years, for sure, but it was my idea. They were going to try to find somebody who looked like me for this short storyline. I said, let me play both characters. And then Jim Riley, I guess, just got really inspired, or I don't know what the heck he was smoking, but he just went with it. And one character begat another, and then suddenly there was five. And it was, you know, it was extremely challenging, but a lot of fun. And certainly something I don't think I will ever do again. It was just, you know, once in a lifetime kind of thing.
So you didn't hold on to those teeth anywhere for Susan,
I have the teeth, of course.
Do you?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Souvenirs from that time. Memorabilia.
They're in the bottom drawer in my bathroom.
That's so funny.
Strangely enough, with all my dentist stuff, with, like, you know, toothpaste and floss, and then I've got Susan's teeth.
Well, when you look at those, it reminds you you need to take care of your teeth so you don't end up with
that. Tells you
like
how
this.
OCD I am. Everything with teeth has to be, it's in one drawer.
Yeah.
Any kind.
Oh, my gosh, that's too funny. Since we don't have a lot of time, would you mind if we grab some phone calls?
Of course not, please.
Okay, thank you. First up, we have David. David, say hello to Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, David. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I have been a fan since you and Beth first came on the screen on Young and the Restless.
Oh, my God.
Ashley coming home from college.
Right.
Thank you so much. All that, and I have never stopped watching you, and I've always adored you. You're just so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's so kind.
And my favorite story was the one that you had mentioned when you aborted Victor's child. And then you had that mental breakdown. Yeah. And you met Stephen.
Right.
And I always thought Stephen was, one of the best men fit for Ashley.
I know. He was a sweet guy in real life too.
Rod was seemed like a pretty nice guy.
He was. He was the real thing. Well, thanks for watching for so long.
You're welcome. Thank you for talking to me.
Of course, my pleasure. Take care.
Thanks, David.
You too.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we have Sabina. Sabina, say hello to Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. I just wanted to say I am so excited that you're back as Kristen. I've always loved you on Days as Kristen, and I'm having a hard time deciding whether she is really changed or not, but you're definitely doing a knockout job with that.
Oh, thank you.
That character. And
yeah, it's been very, it's a lot of fun. What can I say?
Yeah, I can tell that you have a lot of fun with it. And your dynamic with Drake Hogeston as John is amazing. I was tweeting about that with another friend. We were talking about how you and him have a great dynamic and play so well off each other. And just like one of the scenes last week, I was just cracking up because it was just, I mean, I know it's serious, but it's just so funny, some of the stuff that you guys say to each other and how you interact. It's fabulous.
Oh, thanks. I know. It was, you know, it was so wonderful to kind of reconnect with Drake, who
yeah.
lives not very far from me, strangely enough, and we'd see each other out and about once in a while. But I guess when you've been through something like we went through 14 years ago and then we're working together now, I see it as a gift when you can reconnect with people. That
I mean,
in the back of my mind, I was always hoping that someday I would go back to Days, even if it was just for a couple of months, just because it's such a great thing to be able to reconnect with people. And, like, I've been able to see Missy Reeves again and Lisa Renna when she was on, and Christian, and then all the new people there are so terrific, too. And then working with Drake and Dee is kind of like just the icing on the cake, you know. And we're all three really enjoying it, and I think it shows. All three of us are loving what Kristen being back in the mix does to everybody. It's just it kind of puts everybody up on their A game, you know, because everybody's kind of got something. They've got conflict now, and when you're working as an actor in a storyline, you really need conflict or there's nothing there to play. So what
right.
it does is it just gives all of us so much stuff, so much juicy stuff to sink our teeth into that we're all having a lot of fun.
Yes, and that's why I'm enjoying it again so much. I just love it. And I adore Drake and Christian. I've actually met them in person at different events, and they are fantastic.
They really are.
And so sweet. And so, yeah, I'm definitely one day hoping that I'll get to meet you at one of these events, and because you're just as fantastic and sweet as well. And
thank you
for talking to me.
Of course, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Sabina.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sabina.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're
Bye,
welcome.
Chris.
Good thing. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Eileen.
Bye.
Okay, next up we have Enrique. Enrique, say hello to Eileen.
Hello, Eileen.
Enrique, what a fabulous name. How are you?
Thanks. Oh, I'm doing well. I'm so happy I'm talking to you. You are one of my favorite.
I'm talking to somebody named Enrique.
Yeah.
What a great name. I don't think I've ever been able to say that name to anybody in my whole life.
Wow.
Enrique.
Thanks.
What's your last name, Enrique? Oh, I probably shouldn't say that. Never mind. You shouldn't say that because you don't know what could happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your question?
Well, I was saying that I was on YouTube looking at old Days videos, and you were really awesome at all four characters, including, you know, the male character, Thomas. That was crazy, knowing that it was you.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah. And also, I didn't know you were in the original House on Sorority Row.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of horror movies, and it was so crazy seeing you in that movie.
I know. Tell me about it. I was only 21 when I made that movie. It was like one of my
great
gigs. And
that's
I asked
how old Enrique
for the
is now.
Of the remake.
Yes, how old I am. Yeah, I'm 21.
Enrique's 21 right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he,
What?
Go on.
Well, my question is, do you think you'll be able to, think Susan will appear on dates like anytime soon or down the road?
I don't know. You know, it's like now that I'm back on the show and kind of seeing how the show is now, I just don't, you know, back in those days when she was alive and well, the show was a different animal. And it's hard for me to envision her fitting in, you know, going to the coffee shop. And it's just hard for me to see her going to the coffee house and having coffee there. I don't know. You know, I just think it's like two completely different animals now. I don't know how it would work. The one thing I have said is that if they ever did it, it would have to be like a standalone show where maybe they just brought her back and it was just the show was just about Kristen and Susan, and you didn't really have too much interaction from the rest of the cast, because I think it would just kind of, when worlds collide, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's also kind of weird.
The day after Thanksgiving, they're going to do a show just like from 1997 that I was in.
Wow.
They're doing they're just like how sometimes they do that. They bring back a show from the past. I heard that the day after Thanksgiving, it's going to be a Kristen show.
Awesome. Oh, cool.
Yeah, cool for you. It'll be me in flashbacks for an hour.
I think it would be cool. I think a lot of people would enjoy that.
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, my main concern was people that weren't familiar with her back then would be just like, well, who is this chick and what is it? So, I wanted her to be different so she was something a little bit more relevant to the fans of today as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the fact that she's trying to, like, show that she's changed maybe will help new viewers kind of get to know her a little bit better because they don't see her as being evil necessarily, you know?
Yeah. No, exactly. The old ones will know. The new ones wouldn't have any clue, so it would be hard for them. The flashbacks help a lot when a new viewer is watching, but I don't think they're going to show any flashbacks of Susan and Tommy and all the rest of them that they had. Yeah.
So. I know. It does seem like a shame, though, to be back on the show and not be playing Susan at some point, I have to say.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think it would just be so fabulous. For me, personally, selfishly speaking, I would love it.
Yeah, but I think you have a lot on your plate right now trying to, you know, fit in with Salem again and,
exactly.
and try to connect with your brothers and help them out.
Right.
Even if it's not doing something good.
Right.
Did you have any other questions, Enrique?
Yes, I do. I saw you play one of the videos. You were playing the nun. It was so, you look so different, especially with the teeth, and you saying mean is so funny.
Yeah, awesome. I think the nun could actually work now if I brought her down a little, didn't make her so broad.
Mm-hmm.
I think she actually could fit into the show today, especially because they're always in church.
Yep.
But just saying.
Yeah,
well, maybe she could be helping out the priest that you were recently there with, you know, with you and John.
Right.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be funny if she was there to talk to Marlena, since Marlena thinks that you're messing with her?
Yeah, it would be. I know.
Okay, well, Enrique, if you don't have any other questions, I'll go on to the next caller.
Yeah, you go ahead. Bye, Eileen. It was really great talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too, Enrique. Take care.
I will.
Thank you, Enrique.
Let me just have a shout-out to all our veterans, too. Please, I'd like to just say thank you for everything you've done for our country, all the sacrifices that were made. And my brother fought in Vietnam, and it's been very difficult for him in the course of the years following that. And I just want to say how much I personally appreciate all the veterans and past and present who have done so much for our country.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. I know my son just got home from the Marines a couple months ago, and he was deployed for about 9 months, and that was really rough. And my dad was a Marine, and my father-in-law was in the Army. So I think every person in this world knows somebody that was in there, and we thank them every single day for what they do for us.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll go ahead and take this other call, and that would be with Travis. Travis, go ahead and say hello.
Hey, Travis, how's it going?
Very well. Yourself, Kristen?
Pretty good.
Kristen, Eileen, sorry.
Hey, don't worry about it.
I was watching, before the show, I was watching a YouTube clip from back in the day I've been watching Dave's for about 18 years now, so, you know, very huge fan of yours, and so glad you're back, and I think it's just wonderful for Dave's. So welcome back to the Dave's family.
Thanks, Travis.
See your face again. You're very welcome. My question to you is, with your return, if there was one thing you could change about if you could change anything about, you know, Kristen and, you know, being on the show, if you could, or let's just put it this way, if you could have time with, you know, someone on Dave's besides who you've been working with, who would it be and why? Like, who would you like to have more time with on Dave's?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I've been on the show now since July. So I've actually worked with an awful lot of the people on the show. I've been working with Missy and obviously Drake and Deidre and Eric Martsoff. Maybe, I don't know, I love, Galen is such a dear. He's a doll and he's really fun. There's so many talented people, you know. There's hello, can't remember his name, that's good, but it's like a never-ending amount of great actors on the show. There's Sean Christian and so many people. I can't really say one per se, you know, so I think it's probably just maybe working more with Joe in person would be great.
Yeah,
most definitely. I can definitely see that. I think you and, you know, Joe's relationship was just marvelous, and you know, just the way they brought you back, and you know, seeing you and, you know, Kristen and Stefano together, and just their whole demeanor. I just think it was just a great way to introduce Kristen back into the show. So, you know, you guys just did wonderful acting, and, you know, it was great to see you on Y&R. So just know your fans would love you. I'm a huge fan myself. Someday, you know, I hope to be able to go to Dave's event, and someday I hope to, you know, be able to chat with you again. I think you're just wonderful.
Me too.
So thank you for coming back to Dave's.
Oh, thank you, and I certainly look forward to meeting you in person one day too, Travis.
Awesome, and that's it. Tongue tied. It's been a long day. Worked all morning. Like, oh my god. So, anyway, but you have a great night, and thanks for coming on Pam's show so we can chat with you.
My pleasure. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes,
thanks,
ma'am.
Travis.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Well, Eileen, I know you have to leave. You said you had to do a short show today, and I just want to thank you from my heart for doing this for me. With my
pleasure.
New show.
It's really a lot of fun. I'm really grateful to the fans and the general reaction to Kristen being back. And I don't know, just everybody hold on to their hats. It's going to get really, really good.
Oh, I can't wait. You know me, I watch all of the soap, so no matter where you are, I'm going to be watching.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks,
thank
Eileen.
You so
have
much.
A good night.
Thanks,
all right,
Mary. God bless.
Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, I want to thank all the callers, too, for calling in. That was great. I'm sorry it was a short time, but she did tell me ahead of time that she had something to do, and, of course, we have to respect her wishes. It's better than not having her at all. I love her.
Definitely.
She's so sweet.
Okay, everyone who called in that were nervous wrecks, just, you can all breathe now. Everything is okay. We got to talk to Eileen. She's a wonderful person, and agreed, Pam. I think it's, you know, all taken aside, I think it was very gracious of her in, you know, in lieu of how busy she's been of late with being back on Days and, you know, busy life outside of that. So for her to give us any time at all is just phenomenal. So it's another great interview.
Yeah, we always have to remember that actors are real people and have real situations and families and, you know, things like that that they have to take care of, too. So for them to commit to any amount of time to do a show like this for the fans is just unbelievably wonderful, and we can't thank them enough.
That's so true. So very true.
Yeah. So now that we've done Eileen, we can probably go ahead and announce who we have for tomorrow. If anybody hasn't seen...
Wait, before you say anything, I just want to kind of preface this by saying, if you have not been on Twitter today or you haven't seen any of the tweets that have gone out, Let me just say, before Pam announces, we have a guest tomorrow night that is just, we're both excited about having, but I think there's going to be a lot of fans out there that are going to be excited even more so. What do you think, Pam?
Oh, I think so. I know for a fact that there's going to be a lot of excited people. There's many groups that I used to belong to on Facebook, so I know exactly how they feel about this actor. So we might as well go ahead and just announce it.
Just spill it.
Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, we have Vincent Irizarry joining us, and he was on All My Children as Dr. David Hayward. Oh, my gosh. Loved him.
He was on Guiding Light as Lou Jack. For the Guiding Light fans out there, I have to throw in my 2 cents worth.
Yeah, exactly. So. And for both of us, he was on Young and the Restless as David Chow.
Yes, that's very true. For both of us, indeed. So he was.
Yeah.
But where I got to know him was when he came to Guiding Light as Lou Jack, and that whole storyline with he and Beth developed. You know, it was always Beth and Phillip. So it was so nice for the writers to kind of, you know, have a new angle to Beth and a new dynamic and bringing him in. And I actually really grew to like him. It's something.
Now, on Guiding Light, was he a good guy or was he a bad guy?
Well, I'll tell you, by comparison, he was kind of like, you know, he had kind of that good guy, bad guy. You know, he was kind of rough around the edges, but he had a sensitive side. So he was, I don't know that you would go as far to say that he was, you know, an Adam from Y&R where you just love to hate him. But he had a really good side with the best of intentions, the best that I can remember. But he had a side about him, too. He would kind of do some things underhanded. So I don't think he stooped to the level of David Chow and David Hayward. But certainly, he was just getting started back then in terms of he was a lot younger. So he probably had he probably had to learn the ropes of being evil, you know, along the way. But, yeah, he was great on that show. He was great. So.
Well, Enrique is saying that also he played Nick McHenry on Santa Barbara. So, Enrique, you'll need to call in tomorrow to talk about that.
So, you know, really, we're hitting on a lot of soaps here. So, we have All My Children fans, Y&R fans, Guiding Light fans, Santa Barbara fans, call, because he will be on with us, and, you know, it'd be nice to get a lot of the different fan bases out here for the different soaps. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, and he played in a lot of primetime, too. So I know that I have a couple favorite movies with him, and I'm looking forward to speaking with him. I'll probably be a nervous wreck, but I will definitely get some words out, so I won't leave you hanging, Dawn.
You would only be a nervous wreck if you had to look at him while you were interviewing him. I think
he is probably
one of the finest men in daytime. So, you know, I mean, it's like, oh, my. But, yeah.
Yeah, well,
right.
I did have that mouth hanging open moment when I saw him and Walt Wiley in the play recently. I think it was in April, and it was Harvey. And he played the doctor in there. And let me tell you, after the play was over and we stood by the stage waiting to see if we can get anybody's autograph and or talk to him, and he said, you know, he saw me in the crowd, and he's like, oh, hey, Pam, glad you could make it. And I was like, who, me?
You're talking to me?
Yeah. I kind of looked around, and Shannon, my girlfriend, says to me, he's talking to you. I'm like, oh, okay.
No way.
Now what do I say?
Well, see, he said your name. He spoke to you, and it was to you directly. You've already broke the ice. So tomorrow night will be a cinch.
Gosh. It was something else. I'll tell you, a moment I'll never forget in my life. Because when you love somebody so much as an actor, you know, and you've watched them for so many years like that, and then you actually get to meet them, it's surreal. I mean, it's hard to explain even after it's over with and you walk away from it and you think about it for days, like, did this really happen? When I went to the Loving Landview recently and met Tuck Watkins and Trevor St. John, I mean, I just stood there in awe, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I love both of them as actors. They're phenomenal. Of course, it was great meeting all the women that were there, too, the actresses.
Yeah. Well,
but it's something,
you know,
different when you kind of have that TV crush on a guy, you know.
Well, that's true. And anyone who's been a diehard fan of daytime for pretty much all their life, like we have, you're going to have those daytime crushes. There's no way to get around it. I mean, I've had kind of one or two or more of myself throughout my life, so, you know, I know. But that's the thing. I mean, the thing with Vincent that I've always liked about his acting style is that no matter what role he played in, he's so believable. I mean, you know,
right.
And but right. You know, just like so many of the daytime actors, you know, because when you see him, and you and I have been joking about this, but when we have him on the show here, it would be so easy to just call him by their character name, because when you're talking about the soaps with your friends, you know, you're referring to the character names and the storylines, and you know, and it can be you know, we kind of get lost in the mix of between, you know, fantasy and reality. And so, but he has always been so believable as an actor, and that's why he's always been so good in the roles that he's played.
I have to correct myself here too. Enrique was saying he played Scott Clark on Santa Barbara and Nick McHenry on Guiding Light.
That's right.
When he had put those two together, like one after the other, I thought he meant that's what he played on Santa Barbara. So,
yeah,
that's
correct.
Yeah,
that's correct. Now that, you know, that's going back in the way recesses of my mind, believe me, folks. So
yeah.
I do remember that now. That would be a great trivia question, because I had actually forgotten about that, you know. So, gosh, thanks to you guys for putting that. Thank goodness we have a chat room, right?
I know. I guess we'll go ahead, since we tweeted it out, too, and announce who we're going to have on Wednesday.
Can I tell? No, I'm just
yes,
kidding.
You can. Yes, you can.
Totally.
Go ahead. Be my guest.
A hard time. Oh, well, no, I'm just picking at you because we're having a lot of fun here, and it is fun, and the show is just already off to such a great start. So kudos to you again, Pam. But we were fortunate enough today. First of all, I guess I should ask, do we have any Twilight fans out there, any diehard Twilight fans? Because if you are you planning to go see the latest installment of the Twilight Saga? Breaking Dawn Part 2, which opens on Friday. If so, we were fortunate enough today to secure Lisa Howard, who is playing the role of, okay, how do you say the character name?
Siobhan.
Okay. Siobhan? Okay,
yeah.
Siobhan. She's going to be playing the role of Siobhan in the upcoming Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 2. She will be on our show Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here, and we'll get to talk to her about, you know, her role in the latest installment. But she also appeared in Ugly Betty, the television series, and she has been all over Broadway. So, and she also is an accomplished singer, has an album out. So it's going to be quite a good interview, very interesting interview. So any of you Twilight fans out there who love the movie series, then, you know, please, please call in and get in line. We'll be glad to take your calls. And who knows, she might give us some real good hints about what we can expect with the latest installment. So it should be a great interview.
Yeah, and I believe she's at a premiere tonight is what her publicist told me. So that should be pretty neat, you know, after doing that and then coming on the show and maybe be able to talk about it. So that would be pretty neat.
Yeah, and just a few more upcoming dates. I mean, Pam is just in her premiere week. We might just say premiere week because I think we've got every day booked except for, what, Friday?
I think, yeah, Friday.
Well, it seems like that. But, you know, in this first week, those are, you know, that's who's upcoming. And then on Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, we have Jodie Thompson, who is best known for her regularly recurring role as Devin Moore on the USA Network series, The 4400. And she's also been in The Blade, the series, Terminal City, Flash Gordon, and Cold Squad. So it's going to be neat to talk to her because she's done a lot of stuff. She's got quite the resume as well. So that's Thursday night at 7 p.m. And then Saturday evening, if we have any, how do we put this, psychic, medium, spiritual fans out there who love, you know, connecting so to speak, we will have a spirit medium psychic on our show Saturday night at 5 p.m. Her name is Mary Barrett. So it's going to be an exciting week. We've got a lot to come and a lot more to come as time unfolds. And as I said the other day, keep checking our website. Take2radio.com. We have, who we have coming on the site. We are constantly updating. It seems like it's changing by the day. So keep checking there. Keep looking for the tweets. You can follow us if you aren't currently following us on Twitter at Take2Radio, the number two. And between the site and Twitter, you should be able to, keep up with us and everything that we know as we know it. So the next couple of nights are going to be pretty exciting here on the show. We've got some great people lined up.
I'm telling you, I just, coming out of the gate like this is like... unbelievable.
I don't think there's anyone out there who has been an avid fan of yours for a long time that would have been surprised by this. You are a true professional and a class act, so it only stands
well,
to reason.
Well, of course, I have to thank you, too, for all the help that you give me. I don't do this by myself, so.
Well, you've got all the inside know. I just do all the behind the scenes, do your website and stuff,
don't act like it's minuscule either.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Yeah, I love it, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. And we cannot forget Jay. Now, Jay is not on tonight because he is out in California. He's 3 hours behind me, 2 hours behind Pam. So technically, when we go live at 7 p.m. Eastern, he's still at work.
Poor guy is still working, yeah.
I know. I don't even know that he can catch our show until he gets off work and has to listen to the playback. Most likely we'll be doing the majority of Saturday night. We might be switching off some on Saturday, Sunday night, depending upon what we have going on. But that's when you'll hear Jay mainly is on Saturday evening. But he also has another show with a couple co-hosts and called The Final Word that airs on Sunday night. 10 p.m. Eastern. So here on
right.
Talk. So
and don't forget it's Jam and Jukebox too, which is Dawn's show. And if you love music indies, oh my God, she's got some really great bands and singers on there. So check it out. Now her show varies on day to day and time to time as well. So you can follow her at Jam and Jukebox and, check it out and see when she's got a show and listen to the music. And then she does some interviews, too.
Yeah, and now, co-hosting with you and hosting my own show, I'm staying pretty busy. Now, if I could just figure out how to do this for a living, I'd be doing great.
I know, you and me both, right?
Really, I know, it'd be great. But, and ironically, I do have a show on Wednesday night, but my show is at 7 p.m. Eastern, right before our show with Lisa. So you'll be hearing me probably more than you want to on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
But our show this week on Wednesday, the show I have is with a country recording artist. Her name is Carla Jo Carr, and she has got some great music, and she's also got a brand new Christmas album out. So now that we're on our show, my show, now that we're in the holiday season, I'm trying to start adding in some of that music. And for those of you who get in the holiday spirit early, be sure and tune in. We'll be still doing our Indie Artist Showcase on Saturday night. But we're not here to talk about my show. We're here to talk about your show. This is your show. But thank you for the shameless plug nonetheless.
Yeah. You're so silly.
No, I know.
You're so silly. But I think we're going to go ahead and just wrap it up because we did the other interview. We've told you who's coming up.
I know.
Also, too, when when we have the show and if you don't see the tweet or you don't go to the website or something happens, you don't have the number with you, anytime you want to call in and speak to one of our guests, you just dial 1-718-506-1540 and press 1 so that way we know to pick up your call. A lot of people just call in to listen to the show and they don't press 1 so we don't pick up the call. So I just wanted to let you all know that.
Mm-hmm.
And try to call before the show starts. If it starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, call about 15 minutes, too, so that way we can get your name and put you on hold, and you'll be in line to speak to the guest.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Did you have anything else to add?
No, I think you did a great job, as usual. I just want to say congratulations again. I love the fact you have your own show now and everything's going so great. So,
thank
and
you.
And excited to be a part of this. So, another
thank
great
you.
Show.
Thank
all
you.
Right, everyone.
That.
Well, as
all
they
right.
say in showbiz, that's a wrap.
And we'll see you again tomorrow night then, and it'll be at 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget, Vincent Irizarry. Please don't be too nervous to call. Call in and speak to him, because who knows when that's going to happen again. And everybody have a good night. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Don.
Good night, Pam.